Today we're listening to a podcast on the inclusive just-in-time training toolkit for mass prophylaxis point of dispensing or POD operations. This toolkit's one of several NACHO Advanced Practice Center tools that have been updated to better prepare local health departments to respond to emergencies. This recording is presented by the Multnomah County Health Department Advanced Practice Center in cooperation with the National Association of County and City Health Officials. And we're pleased to have Matt Hoffman, Program Specialist, with us today. So, Matt, tell us about the Inclusive Just-in-Time Training Toolkit for Mass Prophylaxis or POD operations.
Sure. The Inclusive Just-in-Time Training Toolkit, or IJIT Toolkit as we refer to it, is a comprehensive training program designed to better prepare staff and volunteers or responders for their roles during a public health emergency response. This type of response could be necessitated by an event such as a biological, chemical, or radiological threat, foodborne illness, or naturally occurring disease outbreak that would require timely and organized distribution of resources to the general public. Examples of a mass prophylaxis scenario include screening for exposure to radiation or medication distribution following an anthrax release.
So why don't you break down the components of the toolkit for the listeners?
Sure. The toolkit consists of a POD supervisor briefing checklist. This provides a simple and quick method of communicating information to all staff during an operational period briefing. There's also a notes page for those who are delivering JIT to volunteers to take notes on during the operational briefing. This allows them to tie back information during the actual JIT session that should happen immediately following the briefing. The toolkit also includes a field training guide, which is a 7-part, customizable, just-in-time training curriculum that includes job action sheets, otherwise known as position checklists. There's also a go guide for responders who are assigned to specific functional areas, such as a screening or dispensing team. And the final piece of the toolkit is an evaluation form to allow responders to evaluate the training they were offered. And this allows the JIT program to be continually improved upon.
So we've all heard of just-in-time training, but what does it mean for JIT to be inclusive?
Well, the inclusive aspect refers to a focus on the cognitive, behavioral, and emotional needs of responders, also the cultural context within a response environment, and learning styles of responders. The goal is to train in a way that is inclusive of these principles, allowing responders to achieve high levels of confidence and competence with the work they've been assigned to do. A key concept to the inclusive model is ensuring that responders have an opportunity to practice job roles ahead of time. This practice addresses a cognitive need of understanding, a behavioral need of mastery, and an emotional need of comfort.
Why should I be concerned about inclusivity? Shouldn't I just tell people what they need to hear as quickly as possible and send them out to do their job? Are these methods based on any research?
Well, it's a good question, and some would argue that there's little time to think about these elements when lives are potentially being lost. However, it's important to note that advancements in training methods can increase the overall efficiency and capacity of a response by better preparing the responders. The design of this tool is based on adult learning theory, which has been widely researched in theory and in practice across many disciplines. It's also based on research on intercultural communication. If we take a little extra time to ensure that responders feel confident, comfortable, and competent in the roles that they've been assigned, we may see better results from our training efforts. That's the goal.
So tell me a little bit more about cultural context. What does this mean exactly with regard to a public health emergency response?
Well, Aaron, when we say there is a focus on cultural context, we are intentionally placing an emphasis on the diversity of experiences, opinions, beliefs, attitudes, and otherwise that individuals, groups, and organizations bring to a response environment. Cultural competence is a core value and competency of public health practice. This shouldn't be lost during times of crisis, especially when there may be groups that have been disproportionately impacted by the public health event. Being culturally sensitive or aware will allow the needs of these communities to better be addressed through enhanced understanding and communication. I will add that it takes great forethought and planning in order to be able to effectively address the cultural environment, so health departments should be engaged in this work on a regular basis. The hope is that it will be easier during a response if the community building and cultural competency training has already occurred with staff and volunteers.
How does this toolkit help fill a gap in the preparedness community?
This toolkit offers a more thoughtful approach to rapid training during an emergency that acknowledges the needs of responders. It also serves as an additional training and engagement opportunity for volunteers such as Medical Reserve Corps or Community Emergency Response Team members, otherwise known as CERT, in advance of an event. During an event, it offers a more thoughtful and ecological approach to working with volunteers to ensure that their needs are being met and that they feel good about the job they're about to do. The inclusive approach to training includes a behavioral component, so this model pays special attention to the role that practice plays in responder competency and ability. To the best of our knowledge, the inclusive toolkit is the only one of its kind to place an emphasis on practicing job skills prior to real-time execution of the job.
Has this product been tested? Do you have any testimonials as to the actual use of this product?
Yes, Aaron. This product was field tested by Montgomery County, North Carolina. Montgomery County is a small rural community, and feedback indicated that the tool was applicable to a health department of dramatically different size and environment. We like this.
This tool was created by a large health department. How is it useful to the majority of health departments across the country that have significantly fewer resources and personnel?
This product is a collection of pieces that can be individually tailored to virtually any size and type of emergency response organization. The products are available in both PDF and Microsoft Word formats so that any of the content can be altered. Health jurisdictions are free to change titles, add logos, change bullet points, or change checklists to adapt to their specific needs and to adjust to the incident command language used in their jurisdiction. We also want to highlight that this toolkit is modular. It can be used in part or in whole. So if there are some aspects that do not apply to your training agenda, feel free to leave them out.
How is this tool accessed, and where can somebody go with questions?
This toolkit, along with hundreds of other additional APC products, can be found on the APC website at apc.naccho.org. That's apc.naccho.org. If someone has additional questions or is in need of technical assistance, they can contact us at apc@multco.us. That's apc@multco.us.
Matt Hoffman is a program specialist with the Multnomah County Health Department's Advanced Practice Center in Portland, Oregon. Matt, thanks for joining us today.
My pleasure, Aaron.